Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about the outsourcing power question. And we'll tell you a story first. Biutu Duwimbia lives in a tiny village in Mali, which is in Western Africa. Biutu and her family live in poverty, very close to the line between survival and, well, you know. Oh, one more thing. Biutu is a small business owner. She makes and sells peanut butter. In Mali, as the Wall Street Journal reported in an article once, in Mali, peanut butter is made the same way African women have made other staples for millennia. They grind the seeds on a rock with a wooden pestle. You might say that Biutu's operation is vertically integrated. She grows the peanuts, then manufactures them, then sells them, and distributes her product. We call that in the marketplace, we call that being vertically integrated. Everything you need to have done, you do it. Well, over 2 centuries ago in The Wealth of Nations, a book that you've heard me reference many times, Adam Smith explained how markets are made by the division of labor. And free markets created capitalism, which Ayn Rand called the only system geared to the life of a rational being. Biutu doesn't know Smith or Rand, wouldn't know them from a warthog, because she's illiterate. But she is one of Rand's rational beings, and as such, Biutu recognized the division of labor efficiencies offered when a diesel-powered grinder blender became available. So now, for 25 cents and a 10-minute walk and wait with her sack of peanuts, Biutu carries to the central grinding station. Those peanuts turn into better peanut butter than she could have made pounding all day on a pestle. Think about that. For 25 cents, she got a better product and her day back. How about that? So Biutu now practices outsourcing, a division of labor process, which is the employment of contractors to create efficiencies. Outsourcing is a valid small business strategy, as is its opposite, you guessed it, insourcing, which is the process of removing vendor layers, usually to get closer to customers. These two strategies are as different as chocolate and vanilla, but like ice cream, choosing one doesn't mean the other is wrong, just different. When Biutu practiced insourcing, she didn't have a choice. When she was vertically integrated, and everything was insourced, she didn't have a choice. You have many choices, but are you choosing wisely? One of the things every 21st century small business must do is focus on core competencies. What do you do that makes your business valuable to customers? What is your true special sauce? What is the thing that you do for customers that nobody else can do? Everything else, theoretically, can be performed by a specialist, a contractor, in your non-core competency activity. It's their, that thing that they're doing for you is their core competency, but it's not yours. So take a look at your own operation to see if, like Biutu, you can find efficiencies and recover time through outsourcing. Ask yourself and your staff Blasting Games outsourcing power question. Must this be done in-house? Must this be done in-house? The answer will come from these three questions. I'm going to give you three. We can come up with a lot more. The first one: how much control do we lose, and can we live with it? I'm not going to say that when you outsource something, you're not going to lose a little bit of control. You will. But the question that when you answer the question, how much will we lose, and can we live with it, and will the benefits of outsourcing outweigh that? That's how you, one of the ways you find out if you should be outsourcing. Number two, what impact will our decision have on customers? Even though you're probably not going to outsource what the big companies call customer-facing core competencies, you're probably not going to outsource those things. Still, even if they're not directly touching a customer, it will impact them in some way. So what impact will our decision to outsource have on customers? You have to evaluate that. You have to think about that. You have to take a measure of that and see if you can live with it. And number three, how much of not using outsourcing is about ego? How many times when we ask the question, must this be done in-house, and somebody says, oh yes, we have to do that in-house, how much of that is because you've just fired a shot across the bow of a little fiefdom, somebody who believes that task, if they aren't doing it, that their job or will be in jeopardy, or they won't get the respect they deserve, or they'll lose some of their power, some of their control. When I talked about how much control will we lose, I'm not talking about the company so much as I'm talking about the individuals within the company. How much of not outsourcing, when we decide not to, how much of that is about our ego? Remember, any decision to employ outsourcing or not should be driven by the desire to seek efficiencies and improve our relationship with customers. And even though the outsourcing might not directly serve customers, if it gives us efficiencies, we can take those efficiencies to ramp up our service to customers. That's what it does for you. Remember Blasting Games outsourcing power question. Must this be done in-house? Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasting Game. I'll be right back. Turn around and see you in a crowded
place. Watch for the emotions on the God of Faith. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasting Game. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.